Hallmark Media presents, in association with Johnson Production Group, a title, Polar Opposites. A colony of penguins meander around a glacier with icy blue cliffs towering in the background. Young penguins wear fluffy gray fur-like down feathers, and the adults sport slick white bodies with black heads, backs, wings and beaks. A group of them waddle on black flipper feet over the densely packed snow. As they crane their necks, they flash bright orange markings on the sides of their faces. On the edge of a glacier in the icy tundra, a white-bearded man in an orange snow jacket watches the penguins through the lens of a short telescope.
I see you, Juan.
He eyes a burly tall penguin.
I see you, Juan. You got some new moves. You're looking good. Rock on.
The man takes a notebook from a small folding table beside him. Then he glances to the side and spots a pair of penguins standing close together on the edge of a floating iceberg. The man holds his hand over his eyes as he gazes into the distance.
Wow. It looks like Lola's not going to be alone after all.
He reaches for binoculars and knocks items from the table.
Ian.
Ian kneels over a muddy crack in the glacier and picks up his cell phone.
My phone!
He looks up toward the penguin pair and furrows his brow.
No. Lola.
Elsewhere, a pastel sky hangs over a sprawling coastal city. People dine in an upscale restaurant. A brunette brown-eyed woman sits at a table alone with a finished dessert. She looks up from her cell phone as a stranger comes in the door, then she shrinks in her chair. A slender white woman sits across from her.
So, anything?
Not even a hey, couldn't make it, or gee, something came up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry for dragging you out as my wing woman.
No, it's fine. I had a great chat with the hostess. She's gonna sign up for my boot camp.
Nice. Huh. Would you look at that? He's online, probably chatting it up with one of his other million matches.
Mm.
I feel like nobody can focus with this many options.
I don't know. Look at those two over there. They've been having a great time.
Every time one of them steps away, they're swiping through their phones. See? Rude. In fact...
She types on her phone.
What are you doing?
I am letting Mr. MIA know what I think.
She stares off for a moment.
And another thing.
I'm gonna put the phone down.
No, well, I'm at it. There.
What is it?
He blocked me. Why can't I just meet someone at work like you did?
Honey, you're a courtroom artist. I mean, unless you want to date an accused criminal or a lawyer.
No, no, not that desperate yet.
Don't worry, you're going to find your person. And it wasn't Mark.
I know. As hard as that was, I know I made the right choice. Still, I'm beginning to wonder if I should just move somewhere remote, keep it simple, and date the only option in town.
Yeah.
Speaking of remote... Antarctica's calling.
Emma shows a photo of Ian as the caller ID, then she steps away from the table.
Hi, Dad. How's life on the ice cap?
Got a real problem. The ice sheet breaking up.
Hang on, Dad. I can't hear you.
Emma, the port's in real danger of killer whales.
Wait, did you say danger? Dad, can you hear me?
Help, Em. It's all alone.
I don't understand. What's wrong? Where are you? Dad, are you sick? Dad! Dad!
At night at Emma's apartment.
Still no luck getting through to anyone at the base?
No, his satellite phone isn't connecting and nobody's seen him for weeks. Oh, God forbid he stay and work at a base. No, he's got to go off on his own, even with those chest pains he's been ignoring. That man is obsessed with his penguins.
Did he name you one for your birthday?
Oh, yeah, Juan.
Right.
Oh, okay, penguins or no penguins, he's alone. I have to get to him. Maybe there's a research team heading down. I could tag along.
You mean go to Antarctica?
Well, yeah, I can't just sit here, Kat. It's my dad. Look, my team is leaving from Buenos Aires. Ooh, on a cruise ship. Fancy.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I gotta go. I need a flight. I need a ticket. I need to pack.
Hang on. Don't you need special permission to even set foot in Antarctica? From, like, the embassy?
I'll figure it out. Dad needs to be reminded to file his taxes. It can't be that much paperwork. Please, 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 please. Ha, ha! I'll call you.
All right. Wait, wait, you're not wearing any...
Emma runs out with her bag, then flies back into the apartment.
Shoes.
She wiggles her stocking feet.
Shoes.
I should change.
A passenger airplane flies overhead. Then Emma strolls a walkway beside a row of docked cruise ships. A wavy-haired brunette woman in a sailor's uniform wears the name tag Ingrid.
Good morning. I'm Ingrid, chief officer. Your tickets, please.
Thank you. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Welcome aboard. Good morning. Your ticket, please.
Actually, I'm not an official passenger yet.
Oh, are you with the research team or taking out?
No, but my dad's a researcher in Antarctica. Ian Rivera, maybe you know him. He does penguin research. Emperor penguins, to be exact. That doesn't matter. So the thing is, no one can get a hold of him, and I'm worried he's in trouble, so I need to get on board, which means I need to purchase a ticket. Do you prefer cash or card?
I'm sorry. Even with a ticket, you still require a permit.
I get that, but, I thought maybe you'd make an exception because of the circumstances. Please, please. I flew all the way here. I have to get on this boat.
Sorry. It's the law, so no. I'd be risking my job and your safety if allowed it.
Okay, how about I hop on with the research team? They're my people. They are my dad's people.
We still need an official permit to travel with them. What I can do is take your information, and if I discover anything about your father, I can let you know. I'm Ingrid, the ship's chief officer.
Emma hands her a card.
Thank you.
Ingrid knits her brow as Emma pulls out her cell phone. Emma frowns and steps out of a line of passengers. A bearded man joins Ingrid.
A passenger?
Oh, not one with papers.
Emma reads a message from Kat. Any luck? She glances over to a group of researchers.
Come on, guys, let's get this gear on board.
Well, it isn't a terrible thing we're grounded. This ship's pretty swanky.
Hey, don't get used to it. They're just doing us a favor.
Hello.
And make sure you get the magnetometer on board. We have to break it down and refit it with those new parts. Right?
Emma slinks over to their luggage and swipes a hard-shell briefcase. Then she bumps into a dashing young researcher.
Sorry. Hey, we're dancing. Have we met? I'm sure I would have remembered you. I mean, I don't forget a face, so I don't think I would have not remembered you. Andy Jackson, mechanical engineer of all things Sub-Zero.
Ditto.
Oh, great. A fellow engineer, so I guess we must be working together.
Yeah, it's great.
Emma grins at the brunette cleft-chinned man.
I think I heard someone say they can't find the magnetometer.
Are you kidding? You better get on board. Boris.
He steps away and Emma gapes to herself as she shuffles toward the boat. She climbs the gangway steps and enters the cruise ship. Emma smoothly drops the briefcase by the door and slips down a hallway. She wanders around by an elevator, then she spots Ingrid coming toward her down the hall. Emma hurries down a staircase and strides down another hall with doors on either side. She pushes into a storage closet and shuts the door behind her. Emma stumbles slightly and grips a shelf with bed linens.
Here we go.
The ship pushes off from the dock. Now Emma talks on the phone with Kat.
You're a stowaway.
Well, not...
Really?
How are you not? You don't have a ticket.
You don't have permission to be on board.
Okay, I get it. Don't worry, I'll figure it out.
How?
Emma peeks outside of the closet.
Gotta be someone on board who'd be willing to help me.
I hope you're right. And hey, yeah, you want a remote, so who knows? Maybe when you get there, you'll meet a
few penguin named Juan.
Not if I get busted first.
As the cruise ship sails away from the city, passengers sit in a dining area while Emma sits on a box in the closet. She types into her phone.
How many days to Antarctica? 10 days? Oh,
She leans her head back on a stack of boxes. Later, Emma moves through a buffet line with two ceramic bowls. She dumps cheese and crackers into them, then hurries around a woman.
Excuse me.
She moves down the array of salad ingredients with a pair of tongs, and messily tosses food into her bowl. Emma turns to the dining room and spots Ingrid. Then she heads off in the other direction. Emma eats as she strides down the hall and Andy comes down the stairs.
Hey!
Hi.
There you are. I've been looking for you.
I'm just grabbing something to eat.
We missed you at dinner. We got invited to the captain's table.
Sorry, I missed that. I wanted to get to work.
Copy that. Love the enthusiasm. We actually found a place to work, so here. I'll show you.
Oh.
He takes her bowls.
So is this your first time out? Because I am sure we have not worked together before.
No, we haven't. You would have remembered me, remember?
Right. And I'm sorry. Can you please remind me of your name? I didn't
Emma.
Catch it.
Emma. Rivera, Emma. Yeah. My dad's actually a researcher in Antarctica. Maybe you've heard of him, Ian Rivera?
The name does ring a bell. Do you work with him as well?
No, I'm an illustrator of blueprints.
Well, you must be excited to see your dad when we land.
Phew, have no idea. Actually, this may seem like a crazy story.
Everyone, this is Emma.
Hi.
Hi.
Ready to get to work?
Yes.
Emma follows him into a lab.
All right. Put your food right here. But first things first, we need to put this magnetometer together. Yes, it arrived, thank goodness. So, it's all yours.
Okay. All right, Emma. I've seen one of these before. Except it was all in one piece.
She looks up to Andy, now across the room, and he gives a thumbs up. Emma fiddles with a long orange wire and waves awkwardly to a researcher.
Doing this. You gotta make sure these are really straight, like that. See, this one's wiggly. You gotta be careful. That looks good now. That is ready to go somewhere.
Andy comes over.
Everything all right?
Yeah. But I'm just used to working with a different model.
So, who exactly did you work with before?
That's actually what I wanted to talk to you about.
Sorry, boss, but the remote for the underwater drone is missing.
Seriously? What else could go wrong today? So they were supposed to be right here. Was it them? Okay, we checked all the cases. We're down one to one. Okay, I'll be right back.
Andy follows Emma out of the lab. She winds around corner after corner in the long, narrow passageway as he tries to keep up. Andy runs around a corner in another direction and comes out in front of her.
Emma! There you are! What is going on?
I'm sorry. I should have told you.
Told me what?
I'm not an engineer, but I am an illustrator, just not one of blueprints.
Okay, so wait, what exactly are you then? Are you part of my team or are you on the ship for a different reason?
I needed to get on board so that I can get to my dad because I think that he's in trouble, but then this chief officer said that I didn't have the paperwork,
so... Whoa, are you telling me that you're not supposed to be on this ship?
Not technically.
No, there's no gray area. Either you had permission or you don't.
The ship was leaving. I didn't have a choice.
Oh... No.
Oh, Andy, no. Please, don't tell anyone. Please, Andy, listen. I will lay low. You won't even know I'm here.
No. I can't be your co-conspirator on this. Do you know how much trouble you can get into going to Antarctica without a permit? A lot. We're talking bans, fines, arrest. And I can't be a part of that because, unlike you, I have permission to go to work at the base as an actual engineer. So no way. Forget about it. I have to tell Ingrid.
Andy holds his head.
Okay. You can tell Ingrid. I don't think she'd be too thrilled to learn that I got on board under your watch.
Well, I asked Ingrid, so I asked the chef to serve some at the end of your shift. With two spoons in case you wanted to share with me or whoever.
Andy takes Emma's hand as they scurry away from Ingrid.
occasion of the dinner, I was surprised to see that research team was with us in the first night.
I invited them.
Oh, well, I guess it's not fair for them to stay tucked away in the first night. Yeah, it's not like they're stowaways.
Andy and Emma hide by folded linens in the laundry.
Please. It's my dad.
Okay. Fine.
Andy opens the door to his quarters, a cozy but classy room with a single bed, sofa, and desk. Emma follows him inside.
Cool. So you're traveling in style.
Yeah, perks of piggybacking on a cruise. And for you, seeing as this is where you're going to stay until we get there.
No, I can't stay stuck in here.
No. You can.
Okay. After we figure out how to find my dad.
We?
Yeah. You are allowed to be here. I'm sure with all your fancy tech gear, you could locate my dad's satellite phone.
Okay, that's not what that gear is for, but maybe I could try the bridge, contact somebody you know at the base.
See? Great. Let's go.
Fine, but if you're coming with me, you need to look official, so.
He reaches into a cabinet and pulls out a dark gray coat matching his own.
Oh.
Emma wears the research coat as she follows Andy to the bridge.
How's it going? Just need to get a message out.
He dials a phone. At the Arctic station.
When do you expect those labs to be in?
I don't know, actually.
Well, they were supposed to be in yesterday. I mean,
Peg, there's a call for you.
Okay, we'll get back on that, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Peg, a middle-aged blonde scientist, moves down a hallway. She picks up a phone.
AMCC.
Is this Peg?
The one and only. Who's this?
This is Andy calling from the Vega.
Oh, Andy! Well, are you coming down here for some more fun in the frost?
You bet. Hey, look, I was just wondering if you could help me out with a little
Hello? Hi. Excuse me. Sorry. Hello, this is Emma Rivera. I'm looking for my dad.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Emma Rivera. I'm Ian Rivera's daughter. Do you know him?
Of course. He wanders in here for a meal when he can peel himself away from those penguins of his.
He called and it sounded like he was in trouble. And now his phone isn't connecting and the emergency service couldn't locate him.
Trouble? Wait. What kind of trouble?
I don't know, but he's been having these chest pains.
Peg, have there been any bad storms down there?
None to raise the alarms. No Mayday signals either. But don't worry, I'll send someone out to check on him right away.
Thank you, Peg. Thank you so much.
Don't worry about it. We look out for everyone down here. It's just what we do.
All right, listen, when you hear anything, please call me at 555-82. What are you doing?
They're coming.
How is she everywhere?
Ingrid enters the bridge.
Ingrid, fancy running into you here.
Hello there, Andy. What are you up to here?
I was just letting the base know we're en route.
I could have done that for you. I was about to call them.
Well, if it could wait, I wanted to show you some of the equipment we're working with. I know how interested you are in what we're doing here, so if you don't mind geeking out with me.
Well, actually, you should check in with
me. I'd love to geek out with you. Martin, why don't you place the call? You know, I took engineering at school for 3 years.
Really? Get out. That's something else,
yeah.
Actually.
Oh, it was amazing, you know.
I'm so interested in actually hearing more about that.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing.
Let's go.
At night in Andy's room.
Do you think Peg will notify the ship if she hears anything?
Don't worry, I'll make sure that the deck notifies me if any messages from the base come in.
She looks at her phone.
Is that your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. To the second family.
You know, most people went solo in Antarctica.
Oh, I know. My dad is not most people.
He has always been happy splitting his time between me and my mom when she was still with us and these penguins.
When did you lose your mom?
When I was 10.
Sorry.
Me too.
Well, my mom taught me to be a gentleman,
so you are taking
the bed tonight. Stop. Yes, you are. No, hey, don't fight with Mama Jackson.
Okay.
I won't.
Where is Miss Jackson?
My whole family's in Florida. My mom, my dad, and my sister.
Sunshine State. It couldn't be more different than where we're headed.
True, but Antarctica is different than any place in the world, and that's what I love about it.
So being able to build equipment that gives us the data to help us protect it feels like I'm making a difference.
You are.
Your dad must feel the same way.
Emma climbs into bed while Andy spreads out on the sofa under a blanket.
You miss him?
Yeah, I really do.
Well, if it was my dad, I would do everything I could to help him, too. Good night.
Good night.
Andy draws a curtain between them. Emma settles her head back on the pillow and closes her eyes. Now, a morning light shines over the ship. Andy and Emma eat breakfast by the window.
My dad, he named his penguins. Like they're little people or something.
I have to admit, I named a seal once.
Oh.
Marmaduke. He was like this big dog. He'd even follow me around.
Cute.
And he barked, too. You ever heard a seal bark?
I have not.
Something like this.
At night, they play rock, paper, scissors. They play cards.
Galapagos, that's my second favorite place. I spent 3 months there installing underwater cameras.
Yeah, I discovered I could sketch anything super fast, so I got a job as a courtroom artist. Not that it's my life ambition or anything.
What is?
I always wanted to be an illustrator. I love capturing things in the moment. People, places, animals. Like, every image tells a story.
This out. I got this for you.
Andy brings Emma a sketch pad and pencils.
Oh!
They play rock, paper, scissors, and Andy gets the bed. Emma sketches him as he sleeps. In the daytime, dolphins leap over the surface of deep blue water. White foam surges in the wake of the cruise ship as it sails into a bay beneath ice-capped mountains.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain.
Passengers stand on deck looking out as a gray bird flies smoothly over the water. A rocky shore is dotted with penguins, and a small one with an orange beak leads others through slushy snow. A colony lounges on the rocks. Passengers on the ship watch as a whale crests the surface of the water and dives back down, puffing mist from its blowhole. A fuzzy tan seal yawns and closes its eyes. In Andy's room, Emma comes to the window.
Stay inside.
She presses her face to the glass.
It's okay. You're almost there. You can do it. No, I can't.
Emma hurries onto the deck. She stands at the railing overlooking the blue water and Arctic land beyond and takes a deep breath. Wind rustles her long brown hair and the sun shines down on her fair skin. Emma glances to the side and eyes something. Then she steals a floppy sun hat and glasses from an empty lounge chair. In a gym, Ingrid rides a stationary bike at the window. She wipes sweat from her face as Emma strolls by. Across the deck, Andy spots Emma in her disguise. He knits his brow, then hurries over to her.
What are you doing?
Hi. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's chilly, but it is beautiful.
You're not supposed to be out here.
No. I'm seriously getting full-blown cabin fever. Walls were closing in. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I couldn't stay in there another minute with just me and my thoughts spinning and spinning.
Peg called the ship. She sent out a crew to check on your dad's cabin, and he wasn't there. But before you go to a bad place, she also reported that it's not unusual for him to venture out for days, so no need to worry, yeah.
I appreciate that, but I can't stop worrying until I know that he's okay.
Morning, Mr. Jackson.
Martin, hello.
So, how are you and your team enjoying the cruise?
Oh, smooth sailing so far.
Knock on wood. And who's this?
Emery Rivers.
We met before, Miss Rivers.
No, I don't believe so. Well, thank you for pointing out all the different sites, but I have a thing booked, so...
It's nice to meet you, Emery.
Emma walks away.
Well, I gotta go fine-tune some equipment. But always a pleasure.
Martin raises his brow. Andy catches up to Emma and she doffs her hat.
Was the accent necessary? And a thing booked?
I'm sorry, I haven't exactly been able to peruse the ship's amenities.
You haven't checked out the Infinity Pool?
The what?
Not helpful. We should get you back.
No, please. I will go crazy if that door closes on me right now.
That was Ingrid's right-hand man back there.
Right, I get that, but I need the fresh air. Figure out how to blend in, I promise.
How?
I have an idea. Come with me.
In the ship's lounge area, Andy paces with a sun hat and glasses. Emma emerges from behind a curtain in a crew uniform, a white button-down shirt and black shorts.
How may I be of service, sir?
Andy raises his brow.
Wow.
Thank you.
Except, what exactly is the plan?
Hiding in plain sight. See, no one suspects me as crew, so now I'm just gonna blend in.
Oh, you don't blend. I mean, you do. You will. It's just, we need to make sure you look busy.
Okay. Why don't you put me to work then, Captain? Oh, I almost forgot.
Emma dons a name tag.
Rick?
Why not? Ricky Rivera, I think it has a nice ring to it, don't you? Excuse me?
Emma smiles mischievously and heads for an elderly lady.
Yes. Rick, is it? That's Ricky. How can I help you? I left my bracelet somewhere in the spa. It's very dear to me. I was having a massage in room 3. I will find it, don't worry. And when I do, I will leave it with the concierge. Oh, thank you. You're such a doll. Thank you.
The woman walks off.
I guess I'm off to work.
Andy leans in the doorway with a surprised smirk and watches Emma stride away.
Hello. Checking on something for a passenger.
Emma heads into the spa.
I have a massage booked for 4 o'clock.
Yes, Ingrid. Wrong train.
Oh, thank you.
Emma stoops down for the bracelet on the floor.
Oh, that was a brutal workout. Which way should I lie? Front or back?
Front. Definitely front.
No need to be gentle. Put as much muscle into it as you can. Oh, and before you start, would you mind turning up the heat?
Actually, I'm not your massage therapist, but I will go get them and make sure they do that.
Hang on. You sound familiar.
Oh, no, I doubt that.
Emma runs out as Ingrid pulls her business card from a pocket. Ingrid flies out of the massage room after Emma. Outside, waves crash against the bow of the ship.
Oh, sir.
Emma swerves around a passenger strolling the hallway and she tumbles into the wall. Ingrid gains on her from behind and Emma races out onto the deck. The elderly woman stirs a colorful drink at a bar.
Ma'am, your bracelet.
Oh, you're such a doll. Thank you. There's a story behind it.
I would love to hear that story, but later.
Emma runs off and Ingrid follows close behind.
All passengers, this is your captain speaking. We are entering the waters of the Drake Passage, and we expect it to get a bit rough.
Emma hurries into a maintenance room.
We advise you to retire to your cabins until things have settled. Thank you for your cooperation.
She hides in a closet.
Hello? I just want to talk to you.
Oh. Ingrid stands outside the closet and eyes the door handle. Emma closes her eyes just inside.
Deck crew to the bridge.
Ingrid frowns and exits the maintenance room. Emma sighs a deep breath, then turns about, examining the closet. The ship pushes through waves outside. Emma slams against the wall in the closet. In the hall, a laundry cart slides in front of the closet door. Emma wiggles the handle inside, but it doesn't open. She takes her phone from her pocket and holds it up in the air. Later, the sun lowers on the horizon.
All passengers, we're back in smooth waters. Thank you for your cooperation.
In a staff room.
Enjoy your evening.
Marching. Award.
Yeah, sure.
That guess. I'll try to board without a ticket. You haven't seen her, have you?
No, you said she didn't have the required paperwork.
Exactly. So if she did get them, which she may have, that's a big problem for her and for us. Martin, I need you on this.
Don't worry. You can count on me to weed her out.
Well, just a heads up. She may be disguising herself as crew.
Clever. But not good enough for Team Vega. That's you and me, in case you were wondering.
I got it.
In the closet, Emma eyes a microphone and intercom pad on the wall. In a lounge, Martin interviews the elderly lady.
She has dark hair, could be posing as crew, but don't be fooled. It's a disguise.
Well, it doesn't ring a bell, but I will keep an eye out for her, of course.
Thank you, ma'am. Andy!
That's not the bathroom. Martin! Hey!
We may have a stowaway.
What? What makes you say that?
It's not important, but we need to be vigilant. Keep an eye for anyone who seems suspicious or could be acting as an imposter. Like that passenger you were speaking to this morning. She seemed a bit edgy.
Really? Huh. I didn't get that, but I just met her, so.
If you see her again, keep an eye on her and report back to me. Or Ingrid.
Okay. Got it, Martin.
Andy raises his brow as Martin walks out. In the closet, Emma presses the intercom.
Will passenger Marmaduke
please make their way to the Deck 4 supply room? Passenger
Marmaduke?
And he smiles, then he slips into the maintenance room.
Hey, Emma!
He stands outside the block door.
Emma!
Are you in there?
Andy, I'm in here, Andy!
Andy drags the laundry cart away and Emma rushes out of the room.
Andy! Oh! Hi, Andy! Oh, I thought I'd be stuck in there forever.
She wraps her arms around him and he hugs her back. They slowly part and his hands linger on her waist.
I mean, they would have eventually ran out of wine upstairs, so...
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Good thinking with the Marmaduke thing.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for coming to my rescue. Becoming like my knight in shining armor.
Just try not to get us both in trouble.
Yeah, of course.
In Andy's room.
So it was the quack on your phone that sent Ingrid's radar up?
Yeah, the quack, my voice, and my disguise.
Well, disguise or not, she's clearly hot on your tail.
Hotter than on yours?
It's not funny, this is serious. She's even got Martin on the case now, and that man is like a dog with a bone. Besides, it doesn't matter what she's hot after.
Why not?
Because I'm not dating right now.
Ooh, bad breakup.
I mean, there's not a lot to it. I was just with someone who I thought was the one. Guess I was wrong.
She ended it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so was I. That's why I was more than happy to come back out to the base, because if you want to get away, there's no place in the world that gives you that feeling of escape like Antarctica.
Emma smiles and a soft light glow over their faces.
So what about you? What's your story?
It's not really a story. More like a series of rapid-fire fails. I either get stood up, ghosted, or meet guys who are nothing like their profiles.
Oh, yeah, I am not looking forward to the apps.
Actually, I was thinking of deactivating my profile. Stop trying to force things. Although I think my radius is set to like 20 miles, so I doubt I have to worry about that for a while.
Probably not.
Andy's smile fades away.
Night, Andy.
In the morning, the bright sun glimmers over calm icy water. Emma sits by the window and sketches on her pad. Andy comes in the door with a teal blue winter coat.
Coffee. Tell me you brought coffee.
Later. First, there's something you gotta see.
But I thought I couldn't.
Trust me. This is worth getting caught over.
Emma grins and follows him out onto the deck.
Here. Come on.
He takes her hand and they move past other passengers to the tip of the bow. They step onto a round observation deck with a flag on a short mast. Emma wears the teal coat as she stands at the very front of the ship looking out over the railing at icy glaciers. Andy smiles at her as she looks around in all directions.
It's incredible. I made it. Now I can find my dad.
Well, I was mostly kidding about the Gencock part.
Well, I made it this far.
So let me find your dad. I promise, as soon as I get this boat unloaded, I will do whatever it takes.
I appreciate that. Really, I do. I've been your problem long enough. That's me.
Andy nods with a frown, and Emma averts her eyes as she draws in a deep breath. They lock eyes and she smiles at him.
Thank you.
Of course.
She nods and turns away.
Hey, Emma. Just promise me you'll be careful.
She nods again with a smile.
I promise.
Emma heads off and Andy lets out a deep sigh. At the side of the cruise ship, an inflated dingy boat lurches in the waves as a crew member in yellow helps passengers step aboard. In a gear room, excursionists pull on boots and don teal blue coats. Emma peeks around a corner.
Careful. Enjoy your day.
She spots Ingrid and Martin watching a line of excursionists head for the dingy outside. Emma finds the elderly lady.
Excuse me. Ma'am, hi, it's Ricky, the one who found your bracelet.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that.
Oh, that's my pleasure. Sorry, I was in such a rush. I would still love to hear the story behind it.
Well, yes, it wasn't the Titanic, but that bracelet goes back just as far.
Oh.
Oh, morning, ma'am. Could I give you a hand?
Just a moment. Do you mind? I'm telling my friend a story here.
Yeah, sure. Enjoy the excursion.
So, my grandmother's bracelet. Where was I now? Ah, yes. She was traveling as a stowaway.
Emma smiles at her.
Don't say.
They step outside together. Now the dinghy sails over the blue water and stops on a rocky beach. Passengers in blue swing their legs over the inflated sides and the driver helps them out of the dinghy with a hand. Emma steps onto the beach and looks around at towering glacier walls. She passes a worker in a thick orange coat, then enters the modern research building. Peg walks by with a radio and glances at Emma. She narrows her eyes and steps toward Emma as she doffs her coat.
Can I help you?
Emma looks up with a slack jaw.
I'm Emma Rivera. I'm looking for my dad.
Ian's daughter.
Yes.
Well, I'm Peg. Come on over here and give me a big hug.
Hi. Hi, it's so nice to meet you.
How did you manage to get down here so last minute?
And it's a long story, but if you could do me a favor and keep my presence on the down low, that would be great.
Peg nods.
Okay. Look, I wish we had news about your dad, but we sent two crews out for him, and both times he wasn't in his cabin. But that's not unusual for him. That man is known to hunker down rather than lose 1 minute of his research.
I know. I was thinking, what about a GPS? I know his satellite phone isn't pinging, but wouldn't he be wearing one?
Oh, he has one. Yeah.
Okay, well...
The crew found it on his workbench.
Perfect.
Oh, honey, I try to keep tabs on your dad, but that man marches to the beat of a different drum, which is probably why he never mentioned anything about chest pains. But let's keep that on the down low, too, because we have really strict rules about medical exams here, so...
Copy that. Could you point me in the direction of his cabin?
Well, how are you thinking about getting there? Because you ain't walking, sweetheart.
Outside.
What are you doing, Andy? She isn't your problem anymore. You already offered, and now you're just going to get into trouble.
Andy wears an orange coat as he spots Emma by a snowmobile.
Hey!
He runs to her.
Whoa, wait!
Wait!
Where are you going?
What?
Where are you going?
I can't hear
you! Where are you going? Where are you going?
Oh.
Emma takes off ski goggles.
Hello.
Also, hi. Again.
Go to my dad's cabin.
Alone? You can't do that.
Why not?
Because you've never been here before.
I've never been a stowaway before, and I manage that. I'll be fine. Peg set me up. I got a snowmobile, satellite phone.
Does Peg know you're alone? Whoa. No, 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 no. There are flash storms. There's leopard seals. There are crevasses in the ice that will swallow you up before you can even see them. Not that your dad has encountered any of those, but let me go with you.
Don't you have work to do here?
I'm here for 6 months. Plus, I kind of didn't mind your company.
Papa.
She scoots back on the seat and Andy gets on.
I also, believe it or not, never driven a snowmobile before.
Oh, I believe it.
From here on out, you can't say that I talked you into getting into trouble, though.
Don't I know it.
Emma smiles and wraps her arms around him. Andy drives them away on the snowmobile, kicking up snow and ice in their wake. On the boat, Ingrid finds Martin peering through binoculars on deck.
Any leads?
No. She was on the boat. Didn't see her get off.
Probably waiting until you are not looking. Stay on board. Keep an eye and I will check the base in case she alerted us.
Aye, aye, Tim Captain. Sorry.
As you were.
Ingrid stifles a smile and walks away. Martin smiles to himself and raises his binoculars. Elsewhere in the snowy tundra, Andy and Emma drive a long flat plane of snow, following tracks from other snowmobiles. They cross between sharp outcroppings of rock, then stop outside a small red cabin. They hop off the snowmobile and lift their goggles.
Wow, that is a relic.
Yeah, my dad told me it was built by British explorers. I think it makes him feel like Shackleton.
Andy shrugs.
Better than Robert Scott.
Emma swings the door open to a one-room cabin with a loft.
Oh. Hello? Dad?
Ian?
Inside, Andy scans shelves of tools and supplies. Emma examines a wall of maps with photos of penguins and handwritten notes. She takes a cell phone from a table with wires, a hose and a tea kettle on a camp stove.
Well, I don't need to be an engineer to figure out why his phone didn't work. Oh, great.
Andy looks at a wall of photos of the penguin colony and a picture of a young girl in a life jacket. Then he glances down to a desk strewn with notes and drawings.
Looks like he was working on something.
Could it have anything to do with that?
They peer into a tiny TV monitor.
I have no idea.
Come on, Dad. Where are you?
Outside, Emma spots a penguin waddling by.
Hi.
The penguin turns to look at her.
Hello.
Andy peers through binoculars.
Wait. What is that?
A man approaches from the water.
Emma!
Emma steps toward him.
It's my dad. Dad! Dad!
Emma!
She runs into his arms.
You're okay.
Emma.
Hi.
What on earth are you doing here?
You called and you said you needed help and then no one could find you or get a hold of you and
so you came all this way just to check on me?
Yeah, of course I said.
That's my girl.
You promised me you're okay?
Yes, I'm good.
You scared me. Don't laugh, it's not funny.
It is.
Oh, no, sorry.
Hi.
Dad, this is Andy. I would not be here without his help.
Well, it is nice to meet you, son. I'm Ian. Thank you for getting her here safely. I'm really sorry that you had to go through all this.
Well,
she would have gotten here with or without me. Your daughter's really something.
That she is.
I'm confused. That call had me so worried. What is going on?
Well, this is really embarrassing. It seems that we had a little broken telephone going on because I'm not the one that needs help.
Sure, who is?
A penguin.
A penguin?
They follow Ian to the top of a rocky cliff. He holds out his arms as they all look down.
Meet my Spinicidae family. Penguins. I've been studying them for years. I know the past generations, the new generations, who's mating with who needs a mate. Which brings me to my problem. Come on.
He waves them over as he treks across the snow. They stand at an icy cliff and Emma looks through the binoculars to a single penguin alone on an iceberg.
That's Lola. A piece of the ice shelf broke off and it separated her from the colony and her mate.
Couldn't she just swim back?
No. A pod of killer whales is in the bay.
What about a boat? Could push the flow back to the ice cap.
Not in those waters. It's too dangerous to navigate through the broken ice in this current. But I did manage to tether the flow with a couple of clamps so it doesn't drift further away, but that's about it.
Ian smiles.
Is that Lola and her mate going out to each other?
They spot another penguin.
That guy right there, that's Hugo. He searches the colony for her every day. He's never given up. I was beginning to believe that she's going to be alone forever.
Emma's eyes water.
You're right, Dad. It's not bananas. We have to help her.
Ian puts an arm around his daughter and she leans her head on his chest. In Ian's cabin.
Wait, can't you use the tethers to pull it in?
I've tried, but when I do, it tips.
She'd fall right in the ocean.
Exactly. I've been trying to come up with a plan, but an engineer, I am not. All I can do is keep the flow from drifting out to sea. But the tethers, they just keep coming loose.
Have you met Andy? Mechanical engineer of all things Sub-Zero.
Maybe not all things.
You're being modest. I'm sure you could help, right?
I could take a look.
Guessing that you're here on business other than penguins?
I don't mind a side project. Well, should we head back to the base, let Peg know that we're okay, and then see what we can think up someplace warmer?
I would love to, but I gotta keep an eye on that flow. If a tether snaps, the other one is not far behind.
You could set up this feed so you can see it from anywhere.
Yeah.
What'd I tell you?
Now two snowmobiles arrive at the base. Peg runs outside to Ian, Andy, and Emma.
Hey, Peg!
What is wrong with you?
We actually hadn't started to really worry this time.
Well, we can't have that now, can we?
He mouths sorry.
Oh, boy. Tell that to your daughter who came all this way.
Emma hides behind Ian as Ingrid approaches.
What are you doing?
Trying to keep a low profile.
Hey, Ingrid. What's up? Can I help you with anything?
I'm just making sure no one came in shore who wasn't supposed to.
Right, the stowaway. Martin warned me about that.
Turn around. How do you think she got here, Ian?
What?
Who's that over there?
Oh, that's Juan. Yeah, he was the one waiting for the magnetometer.
Well, keep your eyes open.
Copy that.
Oh, and Andy, remember, your room is still yours whenever we are anchored. We are just here for two more days, and then we'll be back in 2 weeks, so feel free to come aboard.
Andy nods and gives Ingrid a stiff grin as she walks away.
Hey, she's gone now, she's gone. Can you tell me what that's all about?
I'll tell you inside, let's go.
Peg takes Ian by the arm and leads him inside.
Okay, that was close.
Not as close as she'd like.
That is not what's going on here.
Please, she obviously has a thing for you. Maybe this escape won't be what you expected. They say when you're not looking, it's when you find it.
In the base, they all sit with Peg at a table in a dining area.
Whoa. Peg, you outdid yourself yet again.
Really? Well, then maybe you won't leave so long in between meals.
I will try my best.
Oh, boy. Your dad. He gets lost in his work.
Oh, don't I know it.
So, young man, any ideas on how to get our penguin back to shore?
I've got a few percolating. But look, I know I'm staying the obvious. Out here, we aren't meant to interfere with nature.
You are not wrong. But we had a hand in creating this situation. And, well, that penguin colony has really become like family to me.
How is old Juan, anyway?
He's great. He is such a stud, and he loves strutting his stuff in front of the ladies.
Really?
Is there any other characters?
Yeah. There's Issa. And don't be chirping Issa, because she'll give it right back to you.
It's true.
And then there's Theo. Theo is a rock star. I mean, if I could teach this penguin how to play guitar, I would. He's a maniac. He's a total maniac. He's the first one to jump off of any iceberg. And then there's Lola and her mate Hugo. Their dance when they first met was incredible.
Peg's eyes glimmer as she watches Ian.
Oh, poor thing.
Well, on that note, I should get to work figuring out a plan.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, we all should call it. It's been quite a long day.
Peg and Andy leave the table.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, I got that for you.
Oh, thank you.
Dad. Is there something you're not telling me?
About Lola?
No, about Peg.
She is a great lady, Em. And she really tries her best to keep me in line.
Well, good luck with that.
You're right. How are you?
I'm okay.
Draw any new stories lately?
No, just the ones in the courtroom.
How about outside the courtroom? Anyone special in your life?
Not since Mark. And you know how that ended, so.
Yeah. Don't feel guilty that your heart wasn't in it.
I know I shouldn't, but.
Good. That's good. Now, maybe I'm misreading the situation here, but, what's going on with you and this guy, Andy?
Nothing. What? Dad, he's not even dating right now.
Oh, the guy really went out on a limb for you.
Oh, yeah, but that's only because I backed him into a corner. Besides, even if he was dating, he and that Ingrid would be a much better match.
And why would you say that?
They're both world travelers, engineer geeks. He's in Antarctica. She'll be here every other weekend. I'm not even supposed to be here right now.
That's just paperwork, Em. Okay, take your mother and I, for example. She was a homebody. And I'm Mr. Jet off to Antarctica to work with penguins. But we made it work. Because we loved each other. You'll find your penguin. And when you do, don't let a little bit of water get in the way. Or killer whales.
Okay, Dad.
Later, Emma finds Andy in a workshop. She carries her sketch pad and a cup of coffee with her and sits down beside Andy.
How's it going?
Hey, okay. It's a tricky problem.
You want to tell me about?
Sure. Yeah. May I?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, so basically the majority of an iceberg is underwater.
Yeah.
Right? So it's shaped like a big ball.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the water. So if you tie something to the top and pull it, it's going to rotate the entire thing and dump the penguin into the water.
Where the whales are.
Looking for a snack.
Oof. What if you grab it from the center, it wouldn't rotate?
Sure. Center of mass. But that is way underwater, and I don't own a submarine.
So what you're telling me...
She takes the sketch pad.
Basically needs something to dive underwater and attach a cable to it.
I do not mean us.
No, definitely not us, but... yeah, something like a small submersible could do it if we could figure out a way to attach to the ice.
Something like this?
A drawing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, something exactly like that.
Oh.
Andy flips the page to a drawing of penguins.
Did you draw these on the ship?
She nods.
Just what I could see through the window.
Emma, they're incredible.
Thanks.
Seriously, no. These should be in like a book.
It feels nice to be drawing outside the courtroom. I actually want to draw Lola's story, but I'm afraid to start.
Why?
It's a love story. Not all of those are happy endings.
She deserves one.
At night, Andy and Emma stroll outside.
Kind of surprised you're not taking Ingrid up on her offer to stay on the ship.
Nah, I like slumming it out here with my fellow engineers. Plus, I don't want to be spoiled.
Look.
They look up and find an aurora in waves of green and pink.
It's incredible.
I could be biased, but down here, we like to think the southern lights have an edge on the northern.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Emma grins at the sight as Andy watches her.
What you were saying about deactivating your profile, does that mean you're giving up on dating?
I never said that. You did.
He furrows his brow.
Why do you ask?
He shrugs.
Just curious.
Right. If you're thinking of changing your mind, Ingrid is interested.
Why? Stop saying that.
Okay.
No, I think Martin's a better match for her.
You think so?
Yeah. Of course, I mean, I think if she wasn't such a stickler for the rules, she'd see that he's perfect for her. Besides, he already does everything she asks.
It's true. I guess if a stranded penguin hasn't given up hope, maybe we shouldn't either.
Andy nods, then follows Emma inside. In the daytime, Emma carries her sketch pad as she treks through the snow beside a colony of penguins. She grins brightly at them. Inside, Andy runs a simulation of Emma's drawing. A black cylindrical submersible with two propellers and a needle nose spins in Andy's computer program. By the shore, Ian hammers an anchor into the rocky permafrost earth. Emma sits at a table sketching a portrait of one of the penguins. Andy works inside with a welder's mask. He examines a metal part and fits it to another. Emma shades the chest of a penguin, then cranes her neck to gaze out at Lola on the stranded iceberg. A whale floats beside it with gaping jaws.
Don't worry, Lola. I know how hard he was to find. We'll get you back to him.
Okay, let's test this out.
Later, Andy and Emma ride a dinghy with his handcrafted submersible on board. They drive over to Lola's iceberg and Andy stops the boat. He doffs his gloves and raises the submersible on a wire, then lowers it into the water.
Can you hold on to this in case the remote doesn't respond?
Yeah.
Emma holds the wire.
All right.
Andy drives the submersible with his tablet.
All right. Come on.
He watches a camera feed as the small round device swims toward the iceberg.
Is it working?
No, not really. The drill doesn't want to stick in the ice.
Ugh. Oh.
Andy?
Emma eyes the water beside the boat.
I think we should go.
Hold on. Hold on.
Whoa!
A whale spits water into the air.
Looks like we have a visitor.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. You know, it's not often you get a show like this. Maybe they're showing off because they want their portrait drawn.
Andy looks down at his tablet and shakes his head.
No. I don't think it's gonna work.
They frown at the iceberg. On the cruise ship, Ingrid enters the researcher's lab where a bearded man works.
Excuse me. Do you know if your colleague Andy ever made it back to the ship last night?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm just making a dummy check before we pull anchor, so...
She turns and heads back out the door. Now, Ingrid opens the door to Andy's room.
Andy?
She looks into the dark quarters and begins to shut the door, but steps inside instead.
Andy?
Ingrid spots the uniform with Rick's name tag. She picks them up and frowns, then hurries for the door. In a lounge area at the base.
I know what it needs to do. I just gotta figure out how to make it work.
Little fuel for the brain?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
You know when I'm stumped, Kat puts me through a workout. Yeah, she even made me go mountain climbing once. Now, I made a decision, and I can work an ice pick.
Well, we don't exactly have time to climb Mount Vinson.
Right.
Or you could do a polar plunge in the spa. It works for me every time.
Oh, there's a spa here?
Yeah.
Oh, best kept secret on base.
Dad, you shouldn't be doing that with your...
I'm fine.
How exactly would a cold plunge help?
Dopamine. Yeah, cold exposure releases a ton of it.
Right.
Oh, and trust me, afterwards, you are going to feel laser focused.
Not exactly a spa guy.
I'll do it with you.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Great. Where is the spa?
Emma wears a long coat over bare legs as they approach a spa sign on a cliff.
Not what I was envisioning.
What were you envisioning?
I don't know, like a tub or a barrel or something?
No.
Emma peers over the edge.
There wouldn't be any killer whales here, right?
No, not this close to shore. Seals, maybe. Maybe you can make a friend, adopt one, give it a pet name.
Funny. No, thank you.
No. Wait. Come on. Emery Rivers would have done this. Ricky Rivera definitely would have done the plunge. So you're telling me Emma Rivera wouldn't do this for the penguins?
Emma raises her brow and smiles at him.
The penguins.
The penguins. Come on. Okay.
They strip off their coats, revealing bathing suits underneath. Then they clasp hands.
Okay. Ready? One, two, three!
They plunge into the Arctic water. On the ship, Martin glances toward shore.
The heck?
Martin, look at this!
Ingrid brings him the uniform, then knits her brow and takes his binoculars. She looks through them to the shore.
I knew it. It is that human looking for her father. And I think... I know how she was able to evade us.
Ingrid shoves the uniform at Martin and marches away. He runs after her.
You're still shivering?
Yeah.
Here. Come here.
Thank you.
Andy rubs her back.
That better?
Yeah.
They sit close, wrapped in blankets.
What about you? Any clarity?
Yeah. I think so.
Their faces drift close. They startle and look up at a passing worker. He leaves the room.
Heat a drill bit.
What?
That's the key.
Oh, right.
It'll melt the ice, refreeze around it, lock it in place, and...
You're brilliant.
Should we get to work?
Yeah. After we
defrost.
Later, Andy holds up the submersible in the workshop.
Ta-da! Penguin Rescue Unit?
2.0! Guess maybe I could have been part of your team.
Easy there, Erickson. Come on, let's get this to your dad and put it into action.
Who is Erickson?
The guy who invented the screw propeller? John? Nobody knows engineers.
Emma smiles to herself. As Emma and Andy stalk the snowmobile, Peg races outside.
Emma! What's wrong?
Your dad went out to re-secure the tether on the ice float, and we just received a help signal.
What does that mean?
He deployed the Mayday signal on his GPS. It's here, along the shore.
Can you send a helicopter?
Well, the emergency crew will, but they won't risk it until that storm passes.
I don't care, I'm going out there. You coming?
Of course. Let's go.
Emma hops on the snowmobile, and Andy gets on in front of her.
Be careful.
We will.
They pull on snow goggles and Andy speeds them away from base. Peg sighs as she watches them go with clenched teeth. Their snowmobile rides over the flat plain of snow as gray clouds move in overhead. Snow begins to blow through the air and the snowmobile juts to a stop.
What are you doing? Why are we stopping?
Because we aren't going to outrun that storm.
What are you talking about? It's barely snowing.
Oh, there's a reason these choppers won't fly. You grab that hammer just outside the right there.
Andy props up a small tent.
Grab that side.
He zips it closed with them both inside.
Oh.
Don't worry. These storms may be powerful, but they blow out as fast as they blow in.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure my dad's been through hundreds of these. Hope he's okay.
Snow drifts past the tent.
You know, when I was little, I used to be scared of storms. My dad would tell stories about adventures just like this. I think to distract me. Folklore from all the places he's been. My favorite was the one about the third man. Those who dare trek the frozen terrain would get the sense they weren't alone. You know it?
Yeah. I felt it. The presence. Like there's a third man walking with you.
I hope that he or she is with my dad right now.
He's gonna be okay.
Andy pats Emma's arm as frost forms on their brows. They look up as the wind calms around them. Emma unzips the tent door and pokes her head out. Now the snowmobile rides into the opening before Ian's cabin. They run to Ian, on his back in the snow.
Dad!
Hey.
What happened? Are you okay?
I'm fine. Actually, I've been better. I'm so happy to see you guys.
You're hurt.
Oh, it's just my leg, honey. One of the tethers snapped and I went for it. I went down like a sack of hammers. Hey, don't worry. Help's on the way. I'm not worried about that. This'll heal. There's only one tether and we're running out of time. Lola is running out of time.
Emma and Andy exchange a look. Back at the base, Andy sits in a chair as Emma paces a hallway. Peg comes down the hall with pursed lips.
Hi. Is it broken?
It is.
Oh,
but he's in there arguing with the doctor.
He can argue all he wants. He can't walk on that leg.
You appreciate the choir. Oh, by the way, I had them run some other tests on his heart.
And?
Strong as an ox. Turns out all that pain was just indigestion.
Oh, Mr. Rivera, please.
Give me a week, Doc, and I'll be dancing the rumba.
You shouldn't be looking at that.
On crutches.
What are you doing?
Come on, let's go.
You need to listen to the doctor.
She's right.
Fine. But it's up to you, Em. Bring Lola back.
Okay, we will.
We'll get her back.
Thank you.
Love you, Doc.
I love you.
You worry about you now.
As Emma and Andy march down the hall, Ingrid strides toward them. Emma's jaw hangs slack as they meet face to face.
Uh-huh. Hello, Ricky.
Do you know what the punishment is for going to Antarctica without a permit?
No, but I'm guessing it's not like a strike or a warning system. I'm sorry. I needed to make sure that my dad was okay.
I understand. I really do. But it's my job to ensure everyone's safety on board. And I can't do that if I don't even know you are there.
I didn't think of it like that. I just thought I'd get into trouble.
Well, now you and your partner are both in trouble.
No, Andy had nothing to do with this.
I appreciate you trying to protect him. But I found one of your disguises in his room, so don't tell me he didn't know.
Tears well in Emma's eyes.
You're right. He did help me. That is only because he has got one of the biggest hearts I have ever encountered. And trust me, those are really hard to find. That's why I want to help this poor penguin who is stranded from her mate. Because amidst all the noise, she found him. And since she's been gone, he hasn't been chatting it up with other penguins. He's been waiting for her, calling for her. And that is something worth trying to save. So please, Ingrid, if you have to, put me back on the ship. But let Andy go. He's one of the good ones.
Ingrid watches Emma cry. She frowns with a somber expression.
No go anywhere. I'll be right back.
In another room.
Come on in. Before we can proceed, there is a formal interview process we need to get through. What kind of interview? Have a seat.
Do we really need to do this?
Oh, I'll be asking the questions here. Andy.
Oh. Jeez.
So, how did you and the stowaway become acquainted?
Well, she wasn't exactly a stowaway because I allowed her to get on board.
Emma listens through a vent.
Are you having
to believe that this is your fault?
100%. If I hadn't been so preoccupied with making sure that all the equipment got on board, I would have asked more questions and she never would have gone on the ship.
Well then. I guess this will undoubtedly be your last polar expedition on the Vega. Or probably any ship, for that matter.
No, no, no.
Emma runs for the door.
Take this, and call me if you need anything. Anything at all.
Ingrid hands Emma a radio.
Thank you.
And Mr. Rivera, we both know who is in that very big hurt of Andy's.
Emma grins, then runs down the hall to Andy.
Okay, come on. I'll escort you back to the ship.
We're running out of time.
What are you doing? Stop! Where do you think you're going?
Let them go.
I don't understand. They broke so many rules.
I know. But fighting your penguin is more important than the rules.
Of course, yeah. Oh, do you mean Andy, or are we on a penguin mission now?
Both. Everyone deserves to find their match, Martin. I think we can bend the rules for a good cause.
Wow. You're incredible.
He gazes warmly at her.
You think I'm incredible?
She turns to him with a stunned look. Outside.
So we drill into the ice, pull the flow back to shore, reconnect Lola with Hugo, and it's mission complete.
Let's do it.
Hey. I just want you to know that no matter what happens, I have zero regrets helping you.
You really are my knight in shining armor.
They climb onto the snowmobile and don their goggles. The treads spit snow as Andy speeds them away. They glide through the rocks to Ian's cabin and pull off their goggles.
Ready?
Let's do this.
We'll only have one chance to get this right. You grab the sub, I'll get the winch.
Andy sets the winch in the snow and a battery beside it. Emma hammers an anchor into the ice, then ties it off. She connects two electrical clamps to the battery and tugs a wire from the winch toward the shore. Andy attaches the submersible drill and sets it in the water.
Okay, moment of truth.
Andy drives the drill with his tablet toward the iceberg.
Easy.
What is that?
Some of her pals are hanging out.
Three fins circle the floating ice. Emma looks to Hugo across the water from Lola. Behind them, a rope on the anchor pulls against a loose knot. Whales open their jaws at the surface of the water. Then the winch rope pulls loose.
The tether.
We got it.
Emma races for the tether as it trails down to the water. She grabs an ice pick and swings it, locking a loop on the rope down to the ice.
Nice save.
Guess that mountain climbing did pay off.
They were nearing the flow, so let's put this thing to work. Let's see if it takes. Looking good. Okay, let's get this flow back to shore.
Emma moves back to the winch and holds a remote with a big red button. She presses the button and the line pull taut slash. Andy watches the iceberg.
Oh, God.
The ice slowly drifts toward the shore.
Squishy.
Yeah?
Lola stands atop the sheet of ice as it nears Hugo on the shore.
Squishy.
Yeah, it's working.
It's working.
Come on.
A group of penguins watch from a cliff. The line pulls Lola's iceberg to the beach and she steps off toward Hugo.
It worked! Yeah!
There she goes. Hugo's been keeping their egg warm while Lola was stranded on the floor.
Andy and Emma grin to each other.
Okay. We did it. We did it!
Andy lifts Emma off her feet and spins her around. They hold each other and lock eyes.
Oh, sorry. Probably my dad.
Yep. Right.
Oh. Hello?
Emma holds the satellite phone to her ear.
It worked. Lola's back with Hugo. Now they can have their happily ever after. Okay. I love you, Dad.
Emma hangs up.
What'd he say?
He says we should celebrate.
Emma pops a bottle of champagne open at the base.
To Lola and Hugo.
Yes.
And to Emma and Andy.
Oh. To Ingrid and Martin for making it possible. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and long live the penguins.
Yeah, long live the penguins.
They all cheer as small tin cups and drink. Ian and Peg share a warm smile. Later in the lounge.
All right, you two.
There she is.
No. Don't get up. Come
here. I love you, sweetheart.
I love you, Dad.
Emma hugs them.
Careful. Here, darling.
Hey.
I'm going to miss you.
I'll miss you. Thank you for everything. Now, you make sure that he gets on board.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'll try. Good luck with that.
She turns to Ingrid and Martin.
I just wanted to let you know I plan on making my way to the ship, and I promise to stay there until we arrive back home.
I know you will. See you on board.
Outside, Emma troops through the snow toward Andy.
Make you feel like you're the only person on the planet.
That was the idea.
Huh. Shame about that stowaway that follows you everywhere.
And snores like a seal. But I will miss you.
Emma smiles and they face each other.
You sure about that?
Of course I'm sure about that. This has been the most fun and rewarding experience I've had in, like, ever.
Me too.
They look out to the water.
I should go.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you want a citation from Martin.
A citizen's arrest.
Citizen's arrest.
For the record, Andy, I'm gonna miss you.
Emma, I know this isn't what I wanted, but it's like what you said. When you're not looking, that's when it happens. And I can't stop thinking about you. Only you, all the time. And I hope that's not just happening to me, because that would be embarrassing.
Emma grabs his face and kisses him on the lips.
It is not just happening to you.
They smile and press together in a tender kiss.
So how long does it take to get permission to be out here?
Text appears. 4 months later, Andy finds Emma drawing at a folding table in the snow.
Your dad just called. Doctor's given the all clear to come back here.
Just in time for the latest edition. What do you think?
The perfect happy ending.
Now all he needs is a name for my story.
She shows a drawing of Lola and Hugo with their baby penguin.
Of course. Good luck out there, Ian. Don't worry. One day you'll find your match, too. Let's get out of here. I'm freezing.
Come on.
Baby Ian flaps his fuzzy gray wings. Emma grins as she collects her sketch pad and binoculars. Andy carries her bag, and they hold hands as they walk together through the snow, over a vast glacial hill. Credits: Editor, Rob Palatina. Production Designer, Olga Madrigal. Co-Executive Producers, Lisa Alford, Joseph Vilka, Timothy O. Johnson. Producers, David Boyles. Written by Barbara Kimlicka. Directed by Colin Days. Copyright 2024 Johnson Production Company Incorporated. Logo, Johnson Production Group. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.